It's the Real Ninja Reviews podcast. We want to welcome you. Just pull up, smoke up, chill out, relax, and join us for the ride. Smitty Smith, host, co-host here, sitting to my left, Saucy J.
Yo, yo, what's poppin'? Hello, world.
We got my man sitting to the left, Saucy J. We got my man's B-New.
Hey, what's cracking, y'all?
The boy Sean Two Stacks coming live from the Spoiler Kingdom.
Yeah, Melly Mel, BKA, MTM, you know what I'm saying? Flexing all through the show.
Hey, the light skin savior of Call of Duty Mobile.
Yeah, you feel me? Dev Rico.
Every time you hear a recording, whenever you see anything with Real Ninja Reviews on it, you never know who it's going to be, but you know it's going to be quality. And you know who you're dealing with is going to be knowledgeable. And you're going to be a little bit entertained by our, well, hopefully you'll be entertained by our little silly little antics.
No, man, what's up? What's happening, y'all? We here, day one, DreamCon 2024. Ooh. What's happening, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Yo, we feeling good.
Tired as fuck.
There we tired.
That's,
traveling.
That's the word.
Yeah,
the travel
was crazy.
The travel plus a day.
It's been a move. So look, we got cousin Allen here today.
What's good?
Representing your shout out your podcast, man.
Chilling in the Party podcast. We new to it, but we getting it going. So look us up. Check us out on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever. We out here.
Bet. Yeah, we had a special character unlocked, so he here.
That's crazy.
Special character is crazy.
Special unlock for the event.
Special unlock.
So this Al, my cousin Al, this is his first DreamCon, man. So yeah. We're trying to give him the whole DreamCon experience. We're here in Austin, Texas, at the Hilton, the main hotel for the con. We literally sitting here just talking and harassing the people that's coming
chilling.
In and out of this elevator tonight.
Big chilling. Anybody that comes through,
don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Almost pulled somebody, girl.
Mr. Steel Girl?
No, you missed it.
Oh, man.
Burgundy dress was pretty solid, so.
Okay.
Hey, buddy was like, he was looking like, the fuck? Hey, you was just rushing me.
So
yeah, he wasn't very happy.
Look, so that go into one of our themes. We got a few themes that we ran into today so far. So,
oh, God.
Theme one.
Doppelganger.
Was the variant / multiverse.
Hey, there go another one right there, too.
<That's crazy. laughs> It's hella variants in here.
Oh, okay, so I hate to be the one that has to accept stereotypes and crazy shit, but...
You can't tell me that's not another variant, bro.
All niggas do be looking alike. We all done seen, at least 2 to 3 motherfuckers that look just like us, but... We have found 25 niggas that look like B-Doo.
About 47.
B-Doo. 47, yeah.
We created a whole B-Doo verse.
We done seen a whole Spider-Verse variant of B-New.
Listen, there
goes... Punk Rock B-New.
Listen, there goes another one.
Light Bright B-New.
Light Skin B-New.
Swaggy B-New.
Oh, yeah.
B-Swag.
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 Unlock Potential. So
that's
we talking shit for B-New because he drunk right now and he's supposed to be recording with us. So shout out to Big Octane.
Big Octane.
You know about Octane? Okay, we're going to give you the Octane story while he's here. He got to be here for the Octane story.
That's,
you know what I'm
crazy.
Saying?
Yeah.
The citizens of the village hitting the rail know about the Octane story. Dang. So yeah. So okay. So what we got? Overarching themes so far. We got the doppelganger variant universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we got why you bring your girl to DreamCon with you.
Craziness.
That's the next one.
Crazy,
like, you know,
crazy.
That is the craziest shit because fact of the matter is I done seen like at least over 20 niggas look at us and hold their girl hand tighter.
A little bit tight. Let me hold you a little bit closer real quick.
Right, like trying to come for your lady, man.
Yeah, we ain't even trying to be on that. We just get to talking and then, you know, they get possessive and bring them closer. I'm like, dang. Like, the dude he was talking to earlier, he was like, come on. She was just trying to give us the address, man.
Come on, girl. Yeah. Like, right now, as we talking, we both see a B-New surfer guy.
Surfer B-New.
Man, listen.
Surfer B-New.
There was alternative B-New just went past a little bit ago.
Man. Yep.
Now we got surfer B-New. That's crazy.
Man, I don't know. Everybody's getting variants today, man. We found my variant.
Hey,
oh, that's a clone.
No, that was a clone. That was a clone.
Found my clone.
You
to the team.
That was a clone.
We had the same shirt on everything, and that was crazy.
It's wild.
Wait a minute.
Wild ass time.
We gotta find a good Sean one though. I don't think we found a good Sean clone yet.
Rita.
Hey. Yo.
You guys working? I'm sorry.
Nah, you good?
I'll see you.
Yeah, we for sure.
Yeah. All right, got you.
That's crazy.
Friendly faces.
Shout out to Rena. Rena Tyner. I think she's still. Let me know. So I don't want to put her. She was an AR with Sony Music Japan. Ooh. So I don't know what she's doing now. She might still be in the same role. She might be somewhere different. But that's the homie. She cool. So we're gonna link up with her.
Shout out to RTL too.
Yeah, shout out to the homie RTL. I don't think he here for this con this year. I seen him. Yo, he had posted a picture of like some KFC flavored chips. Cousin Al lived in Japan for a little bit, so I asked if he had the KFC flavored chips, and them bitches look good. So
you say he ain't gonna be here this year?
I don't think so, but that's an assumption. He wasn't posted. So, but shout out to the homie Artel, man. Artel Isom at DR Saijo.
All 13 spices on the chip.
All 13. The secret spices, man.
That's crazy.
The secret spices go. Crazy.
Is it KFC flavor or KFC chicken skin flavor?
Hey, listen.
Either or. Tasty.
Sounds delicious.
That's the big nigga in me coming out. Shit.
Big back.
I think they got a Thanksgiving flavor like Lay's or something like that too. But look,
they got a season.
It's real.
They got a Lay's for everything.
Season.
Of the season. Yeah.
They'll get them pumpkin spice latte.
That's crazy. I don't want no pumpkin spice. I'm good.
I don't even like Lay's. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Wait a minute, listen.
If I see anybody eating a yellow bag of Lay's,
you judge?
I'm judging.
That's because you ain't old. Yet.
What?
You ain't old.
Hold on. You don't like this regular Lay's.
Okay? Original Lay's, get out of here.
It's crazy. Man, that's crazy.
I got to ask you this.
Oh, y'all.
When you make a sandwich, do you got to have chips or no?
I got to have chips.
Okay.
And I got to have my chip of choice for a sandwich is the Doritos, the nacho Doritos, the regular.
Man, that's too intense.
Judgment. Judgment. Look.
That's crazy.
That's fucking Doritos and a ham sandwich. Like, it's just too much. What?
That is.
I can't.
Cool ranch. That's too. You,
bro, listen. Fuck that.
Come on.
I'm going to make a sandwich.
Chips on top of it.
Demonstration.
Yes.
You ever fucked up one time, put a chip in there, jag it, and you bit?
In between your teeth. Oh, listen.
So with the Doritos, you probably get that more than the Lay's. But the Lay's, I just can't. I'm sorry. Regular Lay's,
that's crazy. I never heard anybody say they don't like regular Lay's.
I can eat the barbecue ones, though. Those are good. Like, special flavor.
Man,
but the original.
Them original Lay's barbecue chips was them KC Masterpiece. Ruffles.
The Ruffles.
The Ruffles. Regular Ruffles is good, too. Wavy Lay's smack. Regular Lay's smack.
We showing our age.
It's lost cool.
Dev hating on regular Lay's. I'm disappointed.
Me too. Wait a minute.
I don't.
Where your clone at?
I think a lot of people. Hey,
get your clone.
Get your clone in here.
Swap him out.
Look, I think the clone come in, he's gonna say the same thing.
That's wow.
I guarantee it.
But we got to tell y'all too. His clone was the evil clone because it had the goatee. So
just the goatee. Just the goatee.
Dev.
Same shirt.
And he had the mean eyebrows like. The super dark eyebrows.
And he knew we was talking about him too.
And he was like,
he knew.
We was like, all the motherfuckers knew we was talking about him.
He was like, clone Dev, come here. He like, Ken?
Ken?
No, bro. Not Ken.
Evil Dev.
Evil Dev.
House shoes on.
No.
She jealous. She comfortable.
Dang.
Mad comfortable.
Everybody looking mad comfortable.
Did you see the kick?
Yeah, that's what a boyfriend girlfriend do on the dream con.
Yeah, that's all right. That's what you do. You bring your other here.
We seen a Bart.
He looks like that one dude.
Bart Simpson variant, but
the YN, the young niggas memes, bro. That's what he looked like. The one too.
Hey,
oh my god.
I said one joke to a young nigga. Young nigga said,
"Oh man,
hold this joke."
Oh,
with a switch.
Nah, man.
Bro got the button.
Crash out. And everything.
I tell y'all, don't fuck these young niggas nowadays. You can give them a compliment on life, they're gonna want to up the score on your dumb ass. I'm cool on that.
Up the score, not with another compliment.
but with a threat to your life.
For real.
They don't play.
No, thank you.
Where is that?
Like, cross bodies and shiesties.
Tell me he don't look like the dude.
Cross
from
bodies
the
and shiesties. The new
Millhouse.
The new Timbs and Yankee fitted.
Like Millhouse with no glasses.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Call that nigga Real House.
Roadhouse.
That's sick.
He'll come over here like, I'm a grown man.
Come beat your ass.
But nah, man, I gotta tell y'all about my flight, man.
Oh, Lord.
Bro.
Oh, Lord.
So, first, my dad was trying to drop me off at the airport like at 4:30 a.m.
in the morning.
Right.
But I should have just said, come on, go ahead, because they're doing construction at the airport at DTW.
Always construction at the airport.
And then my terminal is McNamara. So as we go in a little tunnel thing, the construction worker dude getting this thing and drive slow as fuck. Now, mind you, it's all of like...
She do have on house shoes.
$6.59. And my shit board at $8.15. Luckily, I got the clear shit to get to the line.
Yeah.
That was going slow.
Oh, yeah. Clear went extra slow for mine, too.
And then... I'm thinking like, okay, I'm about to be late.
How you doing? She looked. I just had to say something.
Right.
My bad.
You good, bro? He hot as fuck. I don't care what nobody talking about. It's Texas. I ain't wearing no sweatsuit. But anyway, yeah. So I'm making it time. Barely.
Barely.
So I get to my seat.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, shit, I might be lucky, man. Ain't nobody going to sit next to me. I'm over here, got my legs off.
Oh, he was getting comfy.
No offense to the big ones.
Oh, Lord. I feel an edit coming.
This girl of the more...
Record scratch.
The linebacker.
Healthy side.
The O-line.
And I see... I get up, let her sit
the
down.
The O-line.
I let her sit down. I see she's sitting down, like, part of her leg is still on my seat. So I'm like, can you scoot over, please?
Part of her leg.
I sure move.
Part of her leg is still on your seat.
I think she didn't want to sit next to the white dude. So
she felt more comfortable with the brother.
Right, so, or she was throwing it to you.
And I was not catching. She's sitting angled like this, and I'm like, I can't even buckle my seatbelt.
Nah.
I had said to her like twice, like, excuse me, can you scoot over?
Mm-hmm. Miss Parker. Miss Parker.
Bro, that's a Midnight variant over there, man. Shout out to Midnight, man.
I think I see a girl new with him too, bro.
Wait a minute. Where everybody? All right. See, now they all walking through.
They going to the park. They going to the... So, look, we sitting here recording in this hotel lobby by the elevator, and everybody's going to the RDC World party and shit.
Oh, wait, she pregnant?
Pregnant. Oh, speaking of that, yo, we talk about shit we done seen today on this Thursday. We seen a couple babies here.
Babies, like
newborn.
You ain't supposed to have that baby out in public like that.
Newborn. Yeah, been on this earth for infants. Like born this summer.
Maybe yeah, like,
a few weeks ago type shit.
Yeah, little babies, little
maybe
little.
6 pounds at most. You know.
My mom, that was crazy.
My dog said, I can't get a babysitter. I don't care.
I'm still going.
It was one. Y'all ain't see the one when we went up. We was going up the elevator.
Homegirl
put her on her suitcase. Dude. I was like, oh damn.
Dude. That's wild.
I'm a mandated reporter, not in this state.
Mandated reporter.
Let me not be a hater. But that shit was wild. Like,
I feel like it's just dangerous, bro. Because
that's a baby.
There's a lot of people.
Hey, baby.
It's a lot of people
baby,
in
for real.
Area.
Yeah.
And if you plan on taking this baby,
man, you got some chocolate Crocs.
Oh.
Yeah, sport mode.
Ain't got the straps.
Permanent sport mode.
Got the straps.
Super sport.
Yeah, that's super sport. That's super sport. It had the Velcros. That ain't coming undone.
Oh my god!
And my dude got his food. Is he happy? Your food about to be good, huh, big dog?
Hey, Brody, what you get?
From Philly.
From one of the food.
What's happening?
Are you about to start fencing? Wait a minute.
Oh, what's your cosplay? What you cosplaying?
Okay.
Word.
Hey, we ain't forget about you, Philly. I heard.
Hey, hold on, bro.
I see.
Hey, Brody. What that Philly looking like, though? What that Philly looking like?
All right, you too, man.
I said, what the Philly looking like?
Man's got a Tony Romo jersey on, fam.
cut it
damn,
out.
Damn, win. We kind of like Cowboys out here. For real, I know.
It's looking good, man. The cross section look regular.
Oh, he said regular. Extra so regular.
It's going to hit, dog.
It's going to hit, for sure.
It's going to hit, dog.
You're going to get through the night.
There you go. Safe, take it easy.
Best cross section right. Was normal. Man,
people going to fuck with you.
Niggas trying to act like they on the phone when they walk past because they see me talking to people. That nigga ain't on the phone.
Hey, you got a room key? Dang.
You look like Tobin, nigga.
Yeah.
Toby,
yeah,
yeah.
You good,
buddy? Tell me, man. All the niggas look
alike. It's a doppelganger.
Tell me.
I think it's one of.
Yeah, it's another one around the corner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We was just talking to dude from Transformers, the one.
Oh.
The 90s.
How you doing,
man?
How
you going?
Round two. Making her rounds.
Making her rounds. Making her rounds. Keeping it safe. I ain't see him go in at all.
That's crazy.
Dang.
Houdini.
And you know
shit.
What? If you would have been a little bit patient, he could have went in right behind
yep.
him.
Yeah. That's it. You don't know. He might have been about to shit on himself. You ain't trying to wait.
All them YN,
that boy clenching his ass cheeks tight as he possibly can.
Homie look like Jalen Hurts on the low.
A little bit. Extra light.
Hey. Look at this. He's the cops.
No, he look like, what's the name? He look like not C.J. Stroud, but
C.J. Stroud.
Tanny, crazy. Jalen Hurts, bro.
Yeah.
For real. Those are the type of niggas you're talking about. Except the young niggas.
I'm out here. They out here kicking it for that baby.
That's them.
Man.
Kicking for the baby.
But she was trying to walk it out.
Came drink kind of pregnant.
What's up, bro?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Came drink kind with infants.
Man, listen. That's how much influence this shit got motherfuckers going. They bringing their kids.
That's crazy.
They bringing their kids that's not born yet.
Man.
Great
culture early.
That's crazy.
Them these babies still in the oven. They still
on
here.
The computers over.
Niggas on the computers for
real? This is what I'm saying, bro.
Oh, she playing the game?
It's about these niggas right here, bro.
They playing a game? What are they playing? Like Roblox
that's
on
the YNs?
Bro, that's the YNs, bro.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, my nigga got the... Back to the podcast, man. We better start cooking people,
no.
Man.
We out in the lobby, bro. They
somebody gonna beat your ass out.
He'll
here.
Be like, hey, look. You talking about pants?
They gonna pull the switch out
Swiss?
On you.
Hey, pull the switch
My
out on
Swiss?
You.
They gonna pull the switch
case
out.
Swiss though.
All right, man. So look, what y'all looking forward to the con, man? Day, what y'all looking forward to for Friday? Let's say that because we're going to
Friday.
Which is Friday. What y'all looking
I say this every time, meeting some dope, new dope people.
I feel that for sure.
I do want to meet around people. I probably like the best part of it. I don't really have like a schedule down for Friday per se. I don't know what's going to go on, but the people for real.
Yeah.
Just meeting people like us is always a bonus.
Well, this is new for me, so it's like I get to get content for our podcast.
Berserk shirt.
Yeah, there you
fam.
Go.
Oh, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Right, we was talking. We were trying to figure out because I seen one of the hotel staff had on a blazer and like anime shirt. But I seen the
That's
symbols,
crazy.
And I tried to see what it was.
Was
I thought
it
was Berserk. She took the blazer off. It looked. I almost thought it was a Berserk shirt. I know I ain't tripping that much.
She had to pop out and show necklace.
She had to pop out. Pop out and show them.
Got a gut shirt on over there, bro. Yeah.
Gut shirt.
Like the show.
How you doing? What y'all get to eat?
Carolina.
That sound good.
They are on a mission.
I'm asking everybody.
About her mama's dream con. Man, listen.
There's mad mamas here. Mamas,
mad
kids.
Mad mamas.
You know what I'm saying?
Aunties.
Fetuses.
Brothers, sisters, cousins.
Got a couple pregnant ladies here.
Everybody here.
You know what I'm
saying? Bro, he's on Cool Math Games.
No, he's not.
They playing?
Yes, he is,
oh,
bro.
Oh, Jesus, he's playing Run.
That's crazy.
Cool Math Games.
Man, we need to get him over here, man.
At midnight, though. That's
sometimes you gotta pop out a show name.
It's them hey, YNs, man. I'm telling you.
I'm not trying to get switched
you
up.
You got
bro.
A lady from Matrix Revolutions out shooting a missile out here.
Hey, play Run. Play Run. I ain't
run,
tripping.
Run on the what's
oh,
name?
Man.
Somebody checking in. Ooh. A couple of them checking in.
Mm-hmm.
They tall. They look like they hoop or something.
They do something.
And a little
for
one,
the Indiana
no,
Fever.
That's a point guard right,
right
there.
Got the 303 squad.
Big three.
That throw their ass a bounce pass.
They got the five or the four right there.
Yeah, oh, over man.
Balance
chest
squad.
Pass, nigga.
For real.
Balance squad.
Center, power forward, and center, point guard.
Right.
But, no, Smitty, what you looking forward to out of the con, man?
first off, we need to find these trophies that we bought and sponsored. Shout out to DreamCon. Official sponsors. I ain't got my badge on me. Is that Ozzy?
Ozzy?
Yo, Oz, what's happening?
Yeah.
What's going on, my guy?
Yeah, we ain't lying.
What's going on, bro?
Yeah. Ozzy Oz the virus, man.
My God.
Ozzy was one of our first interviews when the pandemic got going. We did our thing.
Oh yeah, listen, DreamCon about to be lit. It's about to be a movie.
Lit and a movie.
It already been a movie.
Y'all brothers have fun. I don't know where I'm looking at.
Right there.
Where?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, listen. It's about to be a movie, Jer.
We gonna link, man. You doing panels? You doing panels or you in the alley? You in the alley?
We definitely gonna come to your booth.
Hold on, bro.
If I buy something, can you ship it to me?
Depends. What is it?
It depends if you got a Gundam.
Yeah. You got a Gundam?
Come on, you got it.
Let me go get my door safe. Y'all hear me? Check in. Y'all be good, man. Take it easy.
Yes, sir. Shout out Ozzy Oz the virus,
man.
Amazing artist.
Crazy. Crazy work.
The thing is about his stuff, there's so many people that's like, he jocked his style
entirely.
Like, it was a couple when he was getting his platform growing and stuff. You start seeing so many people copying, though. I literally was like in niggas' posts, like, yo, this is my homie's work, dog.
Y'all gotta chill with this, though.
Like, and I got blocked, like, by a couple different artists, though.
Bro.
Remember I told you about that picture I drew about our homie? They took a picture of me and him that I drew and said that it was them. So imagine how Ozzy feel. Because I was ready to whoop some shit.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine somebody taking something I did and get hundreds of thousands of followers.
That's crazy work, man.
They get money off of shit that I
do. Him showing us like how he do his work too and everything on there, man. Like,
I want to show them niggas nothing,
bro.
But none of they stuff still look. They don't look like
it. It's not. You can tell.
Go to our. Make sure you go to that. We got that interview. It's in our library. Just look up the search on the Ozzy Oz.
We had a link posted.
Yeah, we posted a link on this video. But yeah, man, that's a homie though. But back to what I'm looking forward to. I want to see them trophies that we bought. I also want to make sure I get in contact with a bunch of the cosplayers, a bunch of the con goers. Like, you know what I'm saying? I kind of want to the folks, because I think for the last couple of years or so, we just focusing on getting the biggest interviews we can get and most of the interviews we can get.
So, but
I want to get back to the people. That's kind of why we out here right now, for real.
Like, and for sure, I want to see if we can catch Tiff, Miss Skittles, and talk to her about it, because like she frequent cons and cosplay only.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people here only for cosplay too.
It's mad competitions. I think those trophies that we sponsor, I think they go towards the cosplay winners too. If I'm not tripping, shout out to Trish. Big shout out to my homie Sean. I'm talking about our home girl, Tiffany Miss Skittles. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Hope she enjoying herself. It ain't midnight yet, so it's still her birthday. We ain't late.
Yeah,
not that matters. She can be most after that anyway. But a shout out to her. I think this is her first DreamCon.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can link up with her. So we didn't already ran into. Oh, shout out to the homegirl, Kristen, Blur, Sambe. Who else you ran into?
Bonnie and her brother. I forgot his name.
Bonnie and the brother. He just liked one of our posts. So let me make sure I show the love. So everybody, these are the people that we've been seeing and made connections with. I can't remember his name now.
I can't either, but I know I popped in a lot of him and Sister Strange.
Yeah, they do that.
And they popped in mine, so like.
Sean, that's what it is. His IG is Sean Samas. So, yeah, we met him the first year. We can't remember.
Yeah,
Marnie and Sean, every week we was parking lot people and we couldn't get into that party.
When they was like, get the fuck back.
Look, they had a little party, right? The little after party on like that Saturday night. And it was off I don't want to say off campus that we had school, but it was off of the site.
Yeah, off site,
yeah. And it was like off in the neighborhood somewhere. It looked like an after hours spot, to be honest. But it wasn't that late. So we tried to go in there, but it's like 100. So it was supposed, that's what, remember, it was supposed to be low key. Right? It was only supposed to be people supposed to know. We knew because we knew folks and we was pressed and we had, you know what I'm saying? We had connections to get up in there. Trish showed us, shout out to the homegirl, Frankie, and we got over her. Got with a few people, so we was going up, Bukasan, who shot up to, man, Roshi, but we just went up there, and we couldn't get in, so then they start yelling at niggas at the door, like, shut the man, get back, and they, like, shut the door, and then, like, I'm talking, it was dozens of cars out, it was at least, like, 50, 60, if not more people, like, outside.
Yeah, man, the thing is, Trish would have got us in there, but because other people ran their mouth, and shit like that. We wouldn't get
there. It was too nervous. I mean, you can't let the people know that is, you know what I'm saying, content creators that they love be at a spot. Because
they're going to rush it. They're going to rush that spot.
They're going to rush it up. So we ended up having a good time with Moni and Sean. And it was a couple of, like, their cousins, you know, a couple of people that they was kicking it with over there.
Yeah, that's their first time coming here, too.
So that was my first time. That was my first time, too. We had a good time with Sean. That night.
We
probably
do it for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yo, and I dug this. We all come together as Black Nerd. I swear I'm about to dub this, like, as Blur coming. Right? Like, sort of homecoming. It's like Black Nerd homecoming. Yeah, like, bro, that's what it feel like.
It do.
That's literally what it feel like. So.
At the airport, this is my first one. I'm just like, you know, I already knew. Yeah. What is it? Drinkanians? That's what they call them.
Yeah, but that's what keeps on.
That's crazy.
They had, like, other than the graffitis and the colored hairs, some had their props. I know you see.
I know you see.
Hey, man.
I agree.
Yeah. But the DreamCon is eight.
Dragon Ball Z do rags.
The DBZ.
DBZ do rags. The Katsuki bonnets.
The shirts.
The bonnets. The Katsuki bonnets with everything.
You know, just the colors.
What's good, bro?
And not even just that, you know, just that's when you see a lot of Black people getting together. You don't see that many Black people in the airport, like, in general.
Bruh, not at 4 o'clock in the morning. And like, I was like,
you just know.
See niggas everywhere. And for me,
you know, I got on the plane and I see a few people. Boom, I'm in my layover and I'm seeing the same people. I'm like, man, I know we're going to the same spot.
We already
know. So then we get there and it's
like, what, DreamCon?
Yeah.
Me too. You know? And the weirdest thing, I seen my little cousin at the airport. Like, I'm sitting here, I look like, you look like Kyla. I'm used to being up at that wee hours in the morning talking to her. So I'm like, yo, we got the airport? She's like, yeah. I said, turn around. Her right there, I'm like, man, wow. She had a fine ass rim in her, too.
Yeah, shout out. Go ahead, dude.
I need to shoot my shot. We used to talk before.
Ah.
But things look very different now. But anyway.
What are these things that look different now?
The buttocks.
The buttocks. That man. So the buttocks.
Gluteus. Or did it
get worse?
Yes.
Which ones?
Oh, okay.
The gangs.
The major gangs.
The gang.
You couldn't work?
You think I did?
I don't know.
Did you?
Hell yeah, I did.
He said he was flirting before.
I said, girl, you see my beard, how illustrious it's looking this morning?
Illustrious. Start using the words.
Girl, do you see this sheen?
Yes.
he said, we blunt.
I don't like beards, niggas.
Damn, well. We still blunt.
You see, Variant B knew when he was growing his fro out.
Fro new.
No, that's Ice Cube. Ice Cube from Higher Learning. Be new.
Hey, which earth are you from, bro? That's what I need to know.
I was 428.
Then he goes on After Her with Will Smith. No.
This kind of show. After
Earth movie was
After Earth.
Bro, that shit was
After
so
Earth new.
He was like father.
Bad.
What's happening, y'all?
Make sure it's
speaking
both.
Man,
you see a couple of guys speaking both of them.
Right. For the
yeah,
yeah.
You
can feel like, look at the rascals over there.
those ruffians.
The podcast.
No, I kind of don't blame them, though. I done seen a few videos, man, where them girls in the interviews. The interviews, they don't care about nothing. They be disrespecting their dudes in front of the interviewers 24/7. I've seen one in specific where it was a couple.
It's recorded.
I've seen a couple, and they were asking her her bra size, and the dude was like, that's my girl. I'm talking about the girl, she was going for everybody in there. The dude then gave her uppies and everything during the
uppies, bro.
He gave her uppies.
She was a toddler.
If I see my girl get uppies from any other nigga than me.
Oh, uppies though, man.
You can't call them uppies, bro.
Nah, bro. Did you talk about uppies? Megan Good
at No, it wasn't even that, but that's another one. Megan, bro, he gave Megan Good up.
Yeah, you talking
about I'm calling that shit up, bro.
Let me tell y'all something before I explain this. The uppercut would be clean off of that uppies. Like in my uppies. But the people
he media, said my uppies, bro.
But the problem is the media is so fucked up. They dapped each other up and all that shit. The media cut that out.
Hey man.
Wait, hold up. Are they playing Black Star?
Yeah, bro, they'll just
Well, okay, so let me tell y'all.
They'll just play Snoops upside your head.
Yeah, but when we came in though, remember,
when we came in, it was
the Skate 3 track.
Yeah, it sure was Skate 3.
So I was saying that this didn't feel like the Dream kind of play with it.
Nah.
Like at all. And now we come back and they playing all the hip hop though. So
everything.
Yo, so shout out to the staff for getting it together. Okay, they just came back in the party.
Yep.
Wherever they were going.
Girl was back here.
Yeah.
I know they definitely heard her.
Straight up.
Look like they feed her. Not her, not the one in the front. She got the pump.
Yep, she's
female.
What's up, ladies?
Shit, female new. That's crazy, bro.
That's
crazy work, bro.
No, that's female.
How you doing? Get your hand. How you doing?
Yeah, right. Look, she's like, oh.
All right, no, they just lit. They just
started. You're like, what up, nigga?
I was like, get you there. She ain't respond. She came back, though. She we don't know what they was drinking, so or whatever they were doing, enjoying themselves outside.
Partaking.
So look, we gotta
talk about this, but bro, we got lucky. The weather ain't 115.
Yeah, that's
great.
It's not
hot, so it's just like decently warm.
Just decently warm. This morning we step outside, and I wasn't dying. I was like, this is gonna be a good weekend.
Because last year, I didn't go outside until nighttime. Like, when the comms going on, Skybridge, or nothing.
Skybridge, nothing.
Yeah, because I remember Crumbs was down there in line, bro. He said, man, this line long as fuck. I said, where you at?
Dude.
At the front. I said, but the front, the entrance on the other side. I know.
Dang.
Nah, because we were wrapped around the building last time. I was in my costume at the time, sweating. Bullets in that dream.
Is they playing Eminem? I just don't give a fuck though.
No, it's Black Star.
But don't it sound like if you don't listen to it, don't it sound like Eminem? I don't give
background music. Background.
Well, besides that, man.
And I think it's supposed to be sprinkling all weekend too.
They did say it's supposed to be raining, but that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool because it's like on and off.
Okay, so last year Smitty couldn't make it because he's getting JOB.
I was relocated.
Also, he went here to see like one of our members shoot selection. So,
what's happening? We take it, we record. How y'all feeling?
We talking about Sonic New?
Yeah, Sonic New. Or you gonna be B-Boy New Shoe? Be new.
We not talking about warehouse.
He said he don't like the
drinks. Yeah, was that you
who
was on stream?
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
Oh, man.
Love B-New to death, though. B-New got a thing about
just not liking shit that everybody else like. I think I done told the Patriots, the New England Patriots story, everybody who didn't want to hear it before. That long story, this nigga B. New was a Patriots fan when we was kids, right? Like little kids. I'm talking about like before they went to their first Super Bowl fan. Like Drew Bledsoe. New England fan. Them niggas won, like, they won a Super Bowl. He stayed, you know what I'm saying, in his team. They won two Super Bowls. He was like, I ain't a fan no more. I like the Browns.
That's crazy.
He go for the worst crazy. Team. He go for whatever people fuck with. Brian just got to be the contrarian. And he's going crazy. So my dude said, so keep that in mind. We talking about sneakers on the screen. My dude B. New said, I don't care what kind of sneakers I wear. It don't matter. But I don't like Jordans. Like, word.
We meet up with B, and we chilling. Sean look over. He said immediately, comment on his shoes.
No, I said them big ass shoes. Carl, the fuck up was Carl Jones heard that shit too, man. He got a chuckle.
We a team.
Cause we in the front row.
I can't be embarrassed. Our niggas are fucking at the very front.
The thing is, like, you know, Brian did not give zero fucks about Carl Jones laughing. He didn't show no emotion. He kept straight face.
I mean, what kind of emotion you gonna show when you getting lit?
He was cracking on me first. He poked the bear, man.
Man, I'm about to call B. New. I bet he knows. I ain't gonna call B. New. He passed.
Nah, call him, bro.
We gonna call B. New. We about to call him. We talking
about shoot the call, man.
My boy B. New probably trimming his mustache.
Trimming his mustache.
Chest hair.
That's crazy.
Ryan might land down. We gonna get him walking around the ass.
He was lit. He was lit earlier, so I don't think he's the first one.
He get lit with Dallas' crowd.
I'm gonna say this.
I'm offended.
We knew. We recorded, man. What you into?
Come on.
Hey, Brian, is your mustache still thick?
I bet you got a pencil stash.
Whole pencil
stash, y'all. Harmonize. Hey, Brian, harmonize while you sleepy, bro. Say I'm a hoe.
Oh, my God. Dude. You know you ain't called a rat.
One time, Brian. Just one time.
That's crazy.
Dude, say I'm a hoe, harmonize one time. Oh, you
a bitch. I'll do
it soon. He said he'd do it soon. All right, B-New, man, we about to let you go, man.
If you would have harmonized while he was sleeping, I swear to God, I ran into this hotel. I was in so far, I'm four blocks away. I've been dying so hard.
That's crazy, dude. Funny, man. Bro. You changed one of the leagues when you get here. On the stream, got people checking in. We need to keep a tally of how many Akatsuki do-rag and artists that we see.
All right, well. I'm already on 20 right now.
We gotta keep an official tag.
I gotta keep it thorough, man. I'm tired of that. Wow, man.
That's aggressive.
Damn.
That's an aggressive test.
He sneezed.
He covered in COVID. Hey, bro. He covered in coronavirus.
He had a mask.
He had to walk away. Coronavirus?
Walk that off, G.
He sneezed like shit.
So, man, that was young.
She got a plate with foil on
it.
That ain't foil.
You gotta play with foil on it.
Excuse me.
Nah, she ain't.
Yeah, she ain't
fucking. Nope, not at all.
She already.
They got me fucked up. I'm not talking to these niggas.
Yeah, I'm not. She probably got harassed 15 times tonight.
He might just sneeze again, bro.
Yeah, foil bank. I bet you that shit's hit.
There's some chicken drummies on there.
It's gonna be a COVID outbreak here.
It's not playing that. Cut it out.
Don't play that show.
No. Unknock. Because those sneezes was aggressive.
That's allergies, bro. That's allergies.
Think so?
That's absolutely. Look, he ain't getting in.
He got his
wrestling
name.
Brothers with cameras.
What's happening,
Potter? Got a Smitty. And they're gonna do it from the this dude right there from the what's
it? The two song
team. That's crazy. Got to do it from the
Yo, it's good. It's gonna be midnight. No,
that midnight. Oh, hell, come here.
Come here, man.
Man, midnight about to just walk. Word champ. Chef, I just walk past us, man.
That's great.
How you feeling tonight?
Good, man.
What's going on?
I see y'all again.
You know this one, Shay?
Yeah, we're few ninjas.
Hi.
Yeah, dude.
Midnight won our first two ticket giveaway tournament a couple years ago.
Yeah. Where was you at this time, brother? So where was you at this time?
You was at somebody else's tournament.
Yeah,
Tekken. What's that? Tekken.
I got to meet you on that again, brother.
When is the
Tekken
tournament?
I got to meet you on that again, man.
Yeah, man.
When is Tekken tournament?
It's a... Well, my pool starts at 4 p.m. Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. See, the Smash Brothers tournament is tomorrow. Because somebody said they got a match on like 4 p.m. or maybe like brackets on 4. You said, so y'all is Saturday? We got to come. You know, we sponsored the trophies for all the games.
Oh, shit.
So we're going to be ready. Man, if you win it, man, it's going to be over.
Man, I'm trying to. I'm pulling a good show every day. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're on
controller.
Huh?
Real
controller.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Okay. Yeah. Lock in, man. Put them headphones in. Tune them out, man.
Let them know. Oh, yeah, man. This time, yeah, man.
Who you going to use?
Over
Tekken
or Dragon Ball.
Yeah. You already know.
Yeah, already
I can't explain that,
man. That's why
you
doing it.
That little count with me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got to check it out.
Yeah, man.
You
got to
check it out.
I was on the big stage of Anime, what's it called?
Anime Expo?
We did with there a while ago, Anime Central.
Oh, okay.
I was in that tournament, I was on stage, I think I got 12th place. Guess it was 100 people?
Damn.
Still, man, that's crazy.
12 places?
You gonna kill it this one, if you got a 12th, and now with that, this one, you
yeah, man, I'll be focused when I'm in those matches, man. No mercy.
We root for you, though, G. You know, you're gonna
say, guys.
All right, man. Sir. Man. We ain't gonna hold you up, man. I know you gotta take a go in, sit down, take a relax, and all that, man.
Yeah, man. We just landed, shoot.
Oh, yeah,
for real, ninja.
Yeah, we just took a look, right. Man.
All right, brother. What's up,
man?
Settle in, bro. Relax.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
All right, y'all.
Thank you.
Shoot, you guys too.
All right, brother, man. Just the homies we be seeing out here is crazy.
Man, that's crazy.
Just sitting out
here. It is like chilling midnight. Out here, y'all.
Former champ, Midnight won our first two tournaments, dude.
And our contestants know about him.
Yeah, they know. They know about Midnight giving up Nightmare.
Training up for the
question, though. Yeah. Who was the dude that was signed to Snake at the tournament?
I really cannot remember.
Best Snake I
kept trying to remember.
Like play wise, like I've never seen nobody with the techniques that he was doing.
Mm-hmm. We only literally like without traffic, it's only like 10 minutes away from the airport.
Yeah.
With that traffic, that's
it ain't far. Yeah, it's really not far. It was like a couple little turns, and he was up in there, man.
That's wild. We just sitting out here. We run into everybody.
That's cool though, man. Like that's what it's about though. Honestly, from the eye and stuff like that.
Hey, tomorrow we should record right in the con.
If we can.
We can. Think about it. Like when we ain't got nothing going on in the convention halls, like in one
of Oh yeah, then we gonna see way more people. It's already been a decent, like this is like more slow. It's after midnight. So it's a little slower and stuff. Everybody out partying, so we about to start getting the
drunk people are just getting here. You know, we don't even got 100% people here.
No, I mean it's Thursday night. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a lot of most people. I think biggest night gonna be Saturday. Biggest day Saturday.
A lot of people got the B&Bs, bro. So you know, people coming in Friday afternoon.
We did B&Bs a couple of years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
TCU.
We
back. We back in the hotels again. With the B&B, because you got to get a car for a B&B.
Yeah.
And that driving shit whack.
Driving whack. The parking in Texas during the time.
Yeah.
All right. So we about to wrap this thing on up. Yeah. I'm getting sick.
That nigga tired of talking. That's what
we're tired. I'm just tired of general. Tired in general.
Feel that.
We about to get it done. So all right.
Hold on. Before we get up out of here.
Oh, man.
My man just walked by.
Cut it out. No. Why? Yes. No.
If we speak too loud, then the switches out. The switches out.
Put a switch, yeah. Y's,
bro. That's what I said. They said they got more sticks than the trees. Is that what they said?
That's wild.
That's not.
Oh, like, man.
Sticks and switches.
Oh, sticks.
The fudge.
That's in crazy. In closing, man, what y'all got to say about tomorrow, for tomorrow? What y'all expect?
I'm expecting high energy. I'm ready.
Good times.
I'm excited.
Good times and dope cosplay.
There we go.
That's what I'm going to say. We're in the opening events and stuff. So if we going to be able to make it into that, we did that.
We just got to go early. Go early.
What time is start? Like noon?
I know.
I don't know.
It's I know I got to. Oh, they go RSVP for it. So,
but okay. If we, it ain't us. If we don't say must RSVP, but the RSVP for. So that basically means get there early.
Get there early.
And I mean, yeah, AR.
Like last year, me and Devin Bryan was there early. Well, he wasn't because he had to drive. But me and Bryan was in that bitch like a whole 30 minutes before anybody.
Dang.
For the
main
vocal. She's gone.
She's gone. I'm going to see you. I'm going to figure it out.
What food would take the longest one?
Because you can't stir it up. Because anything else, you got to turn that shit up.
I mean, we've been asking.
Pasta in general is probably the most.
Pasta is hard.
Pasta is really hard to warm up. You got to go
outside,
there mix it up
outside the plate.
And then you hear it popping and sizzling, but the middle still cold.
Did you get your food warm? Is your food warm, man? Your food warm?
Kind of.
Right?
You got that weak microwave over there, bro. It's a lobby microwave.
Make a little kid brownies in there.
Hey, man.
Air fryers in hotels.
That's crazy.
I think DJ say he's gonna bring rice cooker for fucking air fryer.
I mean,
some struggle shit that be having to happen.
Hey, man.
Never gonna be that deep.
Not that bad.
Like,
bro.
Sure, like, hey, bring this George for me, dude.
You know, people walking down the hallway, we smell good. What y'all doing?
We gonna have to get a cooler then, bro, because.
We need a cooler, like, straight up.
Cooler is different, though. That makes sense.
No, because what is he about to air fry? And how is he gonna keep that preserved?
He's probably cooking for the moment.
Right. We're gonna cook in the moment.
That shit right then and there. Nobody waiting.
And then he don't even
have rice and bologna or something? Oh, shit.
Air fry some bologna.
Air and bologna?
Damn, I just thought about that. That's.
Air fry some bologna, bro.
That's lame struggle.
That sounds gross. It's probably good.
Air fry bologna, bro. You knew you had the fry bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, but it's like.
With the air fry.
It's like baking, though. It's still like a.
You gotta have it. You gotta have a right by the cheese and mustard on that bread.
Yeah, dude, that dynamite. Don't make it two links. Don't fry.
Split down.
Flip that.
Spice the ketchup, bro.
No, I said swish that.
Swish fry, man. All right, man, we out of here, man. This shit better go on fast.
Yeah, they said it. More people going to keep on buying. So,
we out this
bitch. The YN's going to get back on the game.
He going to use Twitter.
That's crazy.
Man, wow.
That's crazy. Peace.